Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Last evening, the House transmitted to the U.S. Senate an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports senators will be sworn in today as jurors in the impeachment trial.
The Senate trial is scheduled to get underway the week of February 8th, giving House impeachment managers and the former president's legal team about 2 weeks to prepare. It would take a two-thirds majority of the Senate to convict Trump, who's charged with inciting an insurrection. If Trump is convicted, a separate vote could bar him from holding public office again.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. The Senate has overwhelmingly voted to confirm Janet Yellen as the next Treasury Secretary. She will be sworn into office later today by Vice President Harris. Also later today, the Senate is expected to take its confirmation vote on Tony Blinken to be the next Secretary of State. And a Senate committee is set to open a confirmation hearing for President Biden's nominee to be Commerce Secretary. That's Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo. Minnesota health officials say they have identified a person infected with a highly contagious version of the coronavirus that's from Brazil. As NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports, this is the first case of this variant detected in the U.S.
The new variant is called P.1, and it's currently causing a massive resurge in COVID-19 cases in the Amazon city of Manaus. Scientists have been concerned about this variant because it contains a cluster of worrying mutations. Some of them increase the virus's transmissibility, making it spread more quickly. Others help the virus evade the body's immune system. Specifically, antibodies made against older versions of the virus might not work as well against this new variant. This could make it easier for people to get COVID-19 a second time, and it could also decrease the efficacy of vaccines. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
The UN Secretary General is warning against a world that's divided into two between the United States and China. Antonio Guterres told a virtual meeting of the World Economic Forum that both countries have different trade rules and different geopolitical strategies. Linda Fasulo has more.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of, quote, global fragilities in climate, biodiversity, geopolitical divides, and cyberspace, as well as growing risks of chemical and nuclear proliferation. And he expressed fear about the possibility of what he called a great fracture, with the world splitting in two, with the two largest economies, those of the U.S. and China, going their separate ways. The UN chief called on businesses to help play a key role in the COVID-19 recovery and take action to reach net zero emissions by 2050. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
You're listening to NPR News. Some of this year's Super Bowl ads will look different than in the past. Many major advertisers have dropped out, so you won't be seeing Coke, Pepsi, or Budweiser commercials during the game. As NPR's Eva Tesfaye reports, Anheuser-Busch says it will donate money instead toward vaccination campaigns.
Hello?
What's that?
What's that?
This year, you won't see catchy ads like this one from Budweiser. And Pepsi is focusing instead on sponsoring the halftime show. Budweiser is donating their Super Bowl ad money to the nonprofits Ad Council and COVID Collaborative for Vaccine Awareness. Last year, Anheuser-Busch spent about $41 million on ads for the Super Bowl. They hope that publicizing vaccines will help bring consumers back to bars and restaurants that were hit especially hard by the pandemic. Eva Tesfaye, NPR News.
Officials in Alabama say one person has been killed after a tornado struck a city north of Birmingham on Monday. Buildings have been wrecked and trees and power lines broken. Several people have been hospitalized with injuries that range from moderate to severe. The National Weather Service is investigating to find out how strong the tornado was. The tornado comes as the National Weather Service is warning of major winter storm systems affecting the U.S. One storm bringing heavy snow from the plains to the Great Lakes is also affecting the Northeast. The Mid-Atlantic region is getting an icy mix. Another cold weather system will storm through the Four Corners area today, bringing heavy snow to higher elevations in the Rocky Mountains. And another major system is headed for California with heavy rain and snow. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.